Broadcasting live from Seattle, Washington, welcome to the Catherine Bradford Show.
Hi, everyone. Thank you very much for joining me in the second hour. Very happy to have you with me, joining me today on this very chilly Seattle afternoon. Gray, wet, rainy, cold. It's the kind of thing you want to wear long underwear and wear a heavy coat. It's not a happy camper time for me to be outside. And I'm not outside. I'm inside. Thank God for heating and lighting. Oh, thank you. But anyway, thank you very much for joining me. Happy to have you with me. As we begin the new year, many people find themselves in a more introspective mood, perhaps reviewing what went wrong in the past year as well as what went right. Many make bold convictions, revealing their desire for change and self-improvement. Statistically, many abandon these resolutions within a relatively short period of time. This does not mean, however, that they give up hope and may, in fact, continue longing for what it is that they wish to see different about their lives. One sure wish desired by a large group of the global population that seems to remain strong despite the ebb and flow of cycles is our quest to find true love. Looking for love has been around as long as mankind itself. I'm not certain what the traditions and practices of early man were, but something tells me that even our oldest ancestors dealt with the longing of the heart to find this magical connection. One would like to envision that as that caveman dragged his mate along the ground by her hair, each wore a smile, and then again, maybe not. Today, the percentage of people looking for companionship seems to remain at an all-time high, despite modern technology offering us increased opportunities and giving us all larger nets to cast into the sea of singles. Why is it then that so many of us continue to struggle with not only finding a good partner, but remaining connected to this person? I'm certain the list of possible reasons and excuses is long, and those whose tears fall in the frustration of apparent defeat can relate to a few. What is it, though, that reality is at the root of our inability to become one half of that coveted pair? Are we looking for love in all the wrong places? It may well be that the answer, in fact, is not located outside ourselves, but rather the key to manifesting a successful partnership actually resides within our own mind and heart. Could we really learn to unveil the secret, dust off the cobwebs from old dogma, and clear our intentions, thus allowing ourselves to open our hearts and minds in order to attract our perfect partner? My very special guest today is Deborah Berndt, certified hypnotherapist and an internationally recognized expert on finding our perfect partners. Deborah, known as the Love Hypnotist, is a familiar name on television, talk show, and is a relationship expert for Match.com. In her new book, Let Love In, Open Your Heart and Mind to Attract Your Ideal Partner, Deborah guides us into steps that can be practiced by anyone in the comfort and privacy of their own home. Her practical and no-nonsense approach to clearing the path allows anyone willing to take the journey into the land of self-knowing, self-confidence, and self-love. This book is honestly a must-read for everyone, not just those of you who find yourselves in that lonely place of longing. We do so much to attract our possible mates, spending money on social engagements with friends, clothes and cars and clubs, so often with less than perfect results. Why not make the commitment that today be the day that you finally see the path to let love in and follow it? This may end up being the best beginning of the rest of your life. Please join me in welcoming today Deborah Berndt. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Catherine. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought a little bit about the imagery of that caveman dragging a woman by the hair across the ground, both of them smiling. But, you know, I'm going to guess back in the day, that's maybe one of the ways that they thought they could find an ideal partner, right?
Well, I think women want that man to, we naturally want that man that's going to take control and to be the strong one and the person to, you know, chase them. And what I think has happened over the decades that have gone by in hundreds of years, thousands of years, is that women are now doing the dragging.
You know, that's an interesting point because, of course, I mentioned something about dragging along, you know, or clearing out the cobwebs of old dogma. But when you really look at it, I think that there is so much subtle innuendo and if you would belief systems that generation to generation to generation have been passed on, that whether we even are aware of it or like it or not, it influences us in our choices and how we manifest things. Isn't it true?
It's very true. And mm-hmm. what a lot of people don't realize is that your subconscious is actually communicating on that deep level to everyone you're dating and even while you're in the relationship. So even if you're not saying something out loud or doing something, your partner can actually feel what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have a long-distance relationship, it doesn't. Space and time does not matter. It's really so we do, and we react to, and we have those feelings, and sometimes we ignore them.
Right.
But it's very interesting. There's more to than just the surface that's going on.
Oh, absolutely. I think that people really are stepping into really accepting and understanding the sort of unspoken and silent language that exists. That influence us in all sorts of ways, not just with regard to us looking for or hoping to find perfect partners.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about statistics? Not that that's super important, but just a curiosity here about the statistics of singles out there today in today's world that are in all age groups included here that are looking for partners.
Actually, it's 50%.
Wow, 50% of the planet? Or are we talking national?
Well, in the U.S.,
okay.
And I believe it's pretty much, I work with people from all over, all different cultures, all over the world.
Right.
And it's so interesting how we all face the same issues.
Yeah.
Men email me saying they're the woman they love left and they want to get her back. And women email me, I can't find a guy who wants to commit, and all different cultures. And it's just really interesting. And but in the U.S., it's about 50%.
Right.
And they're really, I think it's about 60% of people or close to that live alone.
Yeah.
You know, no one has really a roommate or a partner. They live by themselves. So
right.
There's a lot of people that are very alone. And we think that we're more connected because of all the technology, but I think we're getting more and more isolated.
Right, right. I would say so, too. But isn't there, haven't we established as well in the last decade or so, that there's also a subset of the single world of people who are singled and that's completely okay with them? Or do you think that's just a big old excuse?